another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I want to introduce a new concept to you all, because I've been thinking for a little while now around a way in which I can daily document, and I do it on Instagram quite a lot. My YouTube channel is what I really want to build, is where a lot of my attention is going to be going over the next few months. But also, this podcast is absolutely flying at the moment in terms of the feedback that you're all giving me. And I'll be quite honest, like, to carry a camera around and then edit it, because you know what I'm like, I'm a proper perfectionist with this stuff, to then edit it, to then have to get it out each day, because I want to do it daily. It's not something that I want to do, like, half-heartedly. If I'm going to do something, I want to go 100% all in into it. And quite frankly, at this moment, I don't have a videographer. I need to get one. I'm looking for one. So if anybody is a videographer that wants to start following somebody around for a day, and I'm not talking about a part-time position here, full-time videographer, because, do you know what, life's starting to get quite exciting again with everything that's going on and what we're working on, and it's meaning that I'm out and about a lot more and with clients again and travelling, and do you know what, it's just so cool. So if that is something that you're looking for, and you know, or you know of anybody, get them to message me on Instagram, because it's really, really hard to find somebody that's decent that wants to come and work full-time. We're a great company to work for, if I don't say so myself. So I don't have a videographer, right? So I'm thinking to myself, what can I do? What can I do that's easy? Because you know what it's like, if there's any form of obstacle in place, it's just not going to happen. What can I do that's easy, which is also going to provide value to people and give me a way of also keeping myself accountable, one, for content creation, but for two, for doing the thing that's got me to where I've got to today, and that is documenting and talking about what I'm up to and keeping myself really, really visible. So I've decided, I've committed, and some of this I'm going to be recording at the same time, and it's going to go onto my YouTube channel. It'll always be like a face-to-camera, like, conversation type thing, but I have no excuses not to put this onto the podcast, because it's where I have the best support, it's where I have the best following, it's where you guys honestly drive me every single day to create content. So I'm going to put it on here. And to give you a little bit of an insight on what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be talking at the end of each day. I'm going to be basically recording and talking about what I've been focusing on as an agency owner, what I've been focusing on as a coach and a consultant, what I've been focusing on personally from a fitness point of view, because I've got some fitness goals that I'm going after. And giving you then my biggest lessons from it, which then hopefully you'll take something away and it may be valuable to you as well. What I have found from doing the shorter episodes is that people have found value just from hearing my day-to-day thoughts, which I find really surprising. But do you know what? I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to go for it. So I'm going to talk to you about yesterday, because I didn't get the chance to do it. I've only decided to do it today. So yesterday was beginning of the week, and do you know what? It was actually a quieter day than most, actually. We've got a lot of projects that we're working on, which there are some tight deadlines onto, and I felt it yesterday, to be honest. Like, I mean, I started off the morning as I always do. I'm doing this everyday workout at the moment. By the way, I'm starting a WhatsApp group, so if you want to join the everyday workout, which is 90 days every day working out, then drop me a message on Instagram and I'll invite you in. It's completely free to join. It's just a place to support each other. And got that done. That's actually become a lot easier for me after doing it. I've been doing it for about maybe just under 2 weeks now. I'm 9 pounds down, by the way. Absolute result. Even after having an absolute bingy weekend, I am now still 9 pounds down, although I've still got another 10 to go before I am what you call stage ready. Because I've got a couple of big talks in November, which I'm really, really excited about. But I'm going content creation mode throughout November, and I need to be looking my best. And although a chubby Chris isn't the worst looking Chris in the world, it's not the best either. And I am proper self-conscious with how I look. Just saying, well, I'm most likely doing an audio version rather than a video version right now. But I am, yeah, like just under 2 weeks into this, like, healthy eating, which is really tough for me because I hate cooking and I really, really do not like working out at this current point. I'm really struggling. Like, my body just seems to keep getting injured and it isn't nice. However, I've been doing a lot of low impact stuff, and all I've been doing is just 45 minutes. That's all it is. Half an hour to an hour of cardio with a lightweight session 3 to 4 times a week. It's all I've been doing, and basically just cutting out chocolate. Bread's a really bad one for me, and then also just takeaway and junk food, because I am so guilty of doing that. I'm so bad at it. But I started off the day, got my cardio done, felt good. If you're not implementing like morning cardio into your life right now, I seriously encourage just trying it, even if it's like a 20-minute walk. I went through a really, really tough period throughout the middle of this year, 2021, if you're listening to this way in the future, where I wasn't really working out. I was eating loads of crap and I just felt awful. I was working and we were doing really, really well as a business, but I was working and I just felt shit within myself. So I decided to implement this like just morning routine of exercise and basically just hydrating myself. Anybody can do this, right? It's literally go out for a walk or do like what I do when it's winter now and get out there and into the gym and just go onto the treadmill or go onto the cross trainer. It doesn't take much, but the way that I feel now compared to the way that I felt before, it's like completely revolutionary. It's chalk and cheese in terms of it. And I recommend it to everybody. I was talking to a friend only the other week and saying the exact same thing to them. Like, just get outside or just get moving first thing in the morning. And trust me on it, you'll feel a difference within a week. And he has. So it's only been like 3 days, but he already has. So yeah, fitness has been, I'm not an athlete at all here, right? I am just somebody that just gets moving early on in the morning. And then it sets me on my day. And yesterday started around 8 o'clock, had a one-to-one with a client with their conversion strategy on Instagram. So we're helping with them with their personal branding at the moment. And he's gone from like having 4,500 followers on Instagram with like no engagement whatsoever, all the way up to, I think he's at around 14,000 followers, I think now. And it's a combination of a paid and an organic strategy, but his engagement's up at like consistently 300 reactions to 1,000 reactions, reaching between 6 and 15,000 people per piece of content that we create. And it's quite motivational. So he's a personal development type individual. And we're now looking at the conversion strategy. So we've built up the following. We've built up the relationships that he wanted. He's now positioned really, really well. His YouTube channel's growing as well. We've been looking at a whole personal branded strategy for him. But now it's about how do we convert that traffic? And we're not conversion specialists by any means, but I do have experience in it and it is something which I love to talk about. So I said that I'd spend an hour just talking about it, like looking at their funnel, looking at their pipeline and basically tying everything together. So looking at YouTube and looking at the description and the way that they leave links, also call to actions throughout the videos. Then looking at their Instagram content that we're creating on their behalf and how we then drive the traffic via stories and also their profile link combined with a page strategy to a specific landing page, which then runs a specific webinar, which relays a message, which then drives them to a call for them to have. So spent an hour talking about that and I absolutely love those calls. I've got so many of these sessions booked in. They're like one of my favourite things to do. And there's so much value in them that I get from listening to what other people's thoughts are around these platforms and then me educating on a way that from what we're doing from the hours and hours and hours and hours of testing that we do through every content piece that we create for clients. So we had a nice personal branding strategy session. Always fires me up for the day. I like to get them. I don't normally tend to do calls in the morning. I normally have like deep work in the morning and then I'll have calls in the afternoon. But actually, one of those calls, like first thing, really set me up for the day. I was fired up. And although it was a tough one, I was fired up to get through it. Throughout the morning, we then moved into content campaigns and I'm actually getting down and dirty with a few of them at the moment. And normally I'm kind of just strategy and sitting above it. But at the moment, there's a couple of clients which we're looking to get some like insane results for. And I do dip in quite frequently to look at the way that the language is working, the way that we're connecting the visuals, the way that we're using video, and then also the cross-channel work that we're doing. So we're currently quite heavy on LinkedIn and Instagram. They're the two main platforms that we're using because they're providing such great organic reach still. But we actually took some time to evaluate some of the campaigns that we were running and just switched up some of the headlines, making them more a little bit more controversial. It's been big, that is, that subtle change of making content a little bit more bolder, using a bit more courage. It's been really, really powerful for the engagement that we're getting. And then also making sure that the conversion content that we do inside a campaign is actually doing its job, and it's showcasing the conversion asset or the conversion vehicle, whether that is a strategy call, a webinar, whatever, is structuring it in the right way to be able to actually move somebody a little bit closer to saying, I want to work with this customer. So we did some content campaigns, and then this is the first time that I've done this. Because normally, if I leave the office, or I was working from home yesterday, but if I leave the office halfway through the day, I don't go back to work. Like, I'm one of these people that is really, really productive in the morning, but struggling in the afternoon. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to break up the day and I'm just going to go for an hour's walk. So I went round to, there's the lovely reservoir where we live. It's about 15 minutes away, and we went for a walk around there. And do you know what? Like, it was so relaxing. It absolutely hammered it down with rain, mind you, which wasn't great. But it was so nice to get out. And when I got back home, it sounds so simple, right? But I was actually seriously refreshed. And I then had another strategy call with a client of ours, one of our coaching clients. And we started to talk a little bit about some one-to-one stuff that we're going to do a little bit moving forward over the next few months. And do you know what? The amazing thing that I'm finding with, I guess, maybe like an upsell or selling more is that the less I try, the more it seems to just naturally come towards me, which is just really odd to say. I know some people find that absolutely ludicrous, but I went on that call with a seriously just giving attitude, right? He asked, could we have a catch-up call? I was like, yeah, of course, no problem at all. Booked it a couple of weeks in advance, got it all locked in the diary. And again, he actually runs a Facebook ads agency, runs an Instagram paid media type agency. So some people might see him as a competitor, but we never see anyone as a competitor. I think that's been the best thing that I ever did when I first started. I see everybody as a collaborator rather than a competitor. And we've generated so much great business from it. I realise that I'm just verbal diarrhea-ing you at the moment. Diarrhea-ing isn't even a word, I don't think. But I'm just downloading my brain. And if you take anything from value from it, then please let me know. Please let me know via any form of communication. But yeah, we had that strategy meeting. And again, it went really, really well. Spoke about mainly his conversion strategies. So personal branding strategy. So he is really, really good at generating leads. But the one thing that we're really good at is building relationships and making sure that we're appearing everywhere and then making sure that we're delivering the right message. Because that's the most ridiculous thing that I see is most people that put content out there are either doing it in a really, really boring way, so nobody engages with it whatsoever, or they are putting out content which doesn't actually showcase who they are, but more about what their business wants from them. So they're posting selfishly. And not that he was doing this whatsoever. However, there were so many improvements that we could make. So we've looked at a YouTube strategy for him to really link his personal brand. That will then be converted also into a podcast like this. So the video content gets converted into audio content. And we're then going to look at his Instagram, and bearing in mind he was doing a lot of like imagery and that type work, we're now going to make it more reel focused because that's what's generating more reach. With then an Instagram video process, which basically links people then to the YouTube channel to get to know a bit more. So it's about tying that up. And then one avenue that he's using really, really well right now is Facebook groups. So he's going into Facebook groups, putting content out there in a certain industry, and people are then going, well, that's really, really cool. I want to have a conversation with it. So we've just been looking at the way that his language works with that content, the consistency and frequency that he shows up within those groups, but not just saying, hey, look, this is how many leads that we generated, but actually telling his story of how he's going about growing his business, the results that he's getting, but also this is in a specific industry which he's interested in. So then he's also asking questions in this industry, getting his name up there. So he's participating in the community. So, so crucial if you are going to develop a brand inside something which you're not that experienced in. You've got to show interest. You've got to have conversations with people. You've got to make sure that your name's someone that's consistently spoken about. So this is something that I did when I first started in a new industry, which was the property game, right? I was going to every networking event and I didn't know anything. So I was asking questions day in, day out. And because I was so interested, people started to remember me. I started to show up consistently. And people, when I started to build my brand, business then came my way because people knew who I was. Like, it's so, so simple, but it's so, so powerful. And I absolutely love seeing somebody go through this transition. So I can't wait to see how he gets on with that. And then also LinkedIn is a completely untapped territory. The same with an email list. So a guy is so good at two channels, but now we're going to link up YouTube, Facebook groups, Instagram specific content for growth and relationship building with an email list, which actually all ties together so we can start to map out a proper branded funnel, which get people get to know who he is, who his business brand is to work. And this is the stuff that I get off on. It is incredible. And I can't wait for the, I've got about six of these different projects on at the moment, which I just love. And if I could, well, I am doing this every single day. I'm really, really fortunate with the way that I am. But it's quite intense because at the same time of doing all of that, I'm trying to relaunch a new academy, combine two other academies, which I'll talk about in another day because tomorrow I've actually got a lot of work to do on that. And also working on my own personal brand and also the business brand at Gramication and Pipeline 44, tying those two together to be able to push it forward. So it was quite a chilled out day in regards to amount of work. However, the value that I got and gave yesterday, I was pretty proud of. Because speaking back about it now, which is why these are so good for me, I did a lot yesterday and there was a lot of takeaways from it, which I'm hoping that you'll get some value from as well. Moving into the evening, just went to see the family actually, turned off. I actually managed to log off for the first time at 5 o'clock dead on. I did then start back up again at 10, but let's forget that. But between 5 and 8:30, I was with family. I've got a couple, my auntie and Nan are down from Cardiff. So we are, yeah, we had cottage pie, absolutely wonderful. One of my favourite meals, like without a doubt, especially this time of year. And then chilled out when I got home, watched a few YouTube videos, and created some content because I had a couple of things to do. I've got authorization to do. I do that every single day. But I guess my biggest lesson to wrap up this version of my, I guess my diary or journal, whatever we're going to call this. By the way, I need to come up with a name of this. So if you have any ideas of what this could be called, fire them at me. I'll reward you with a prize or a strategy session or maybe a coaching or a free campaign, whatever. If you can come up with a name which is like banging, I will 100% reward you for it. Just drop me a message and then you'll obviously see if I end up going with it. But my biggest lesson so far over that 24-hour period was, I haven't really thought about this at all, in great depth, but if it's going to be anything, do you know what? It will be to start the day off with something that creates energy. So like I said, I don't normally do calls first thing in the morning. Now, mid-morning, I disagree with. I don't think anybody should be doing calls mid-morning because that is deep flow work for me. But beginning of the day, like that 8, 9 o'clock, if I could get a call in there most mornings, I reckon that's going to be the trigger to be able to keep me focused throughout the whole day, because that day was really powerful for me. And that was the only real change throughout every other day was the fact that I had a call, which was coaching and strategy and development in the morning. So that would be my lesson. But this isn't just one way. I want to know every single time that you listen to one of these. One, if you found it valuable, I'd really appreciate feedback on it. I mean, I'm going to do it anyway, but I'd love to know your feedback on it. And then also, what's been your biggest lesson today? Like, share it with me. Because we all learn from lessons. I think it's the best form of content out there is sharing what you learn, because this is a tough bloody world. And if we don't work together, what on earth are we bloody doing? But what are your what's your biggest lesson been today? Whether you're listening to this in the morning, and if you're listening to it in the morning, what was your biggest lesson yesterday? If that makes sense, because these are going to be released every morning at 6 o'clock. I hope this one's been helpful. And yeah, I quite enjoyed this. I mean, it's gone on for 20 minutes now, so. Apologies if you haven't enjoyed it. I can't believe you're still listening to it if you have. But have an amazing day. I'll see you all tomorrow. Peace.